But first, we had a story breaking news in the news that there's been an alligator spotted in Argyle, basically in George's own backyard. So joining us now on the ticket hotline, we have managed to corral and put a phone up to the alligator's ear and mouth. It is the Argyle alligator. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Oh, that's not the voice I was expecting.
It's me, the Argyle alligator. Oh, Alfred Addison Gator. Alligator. Oh. I come from George's moat.
You come from George's moat?
Yeah.
George, it's closer than we thought.
I don't have a moat.
Yes, you do, and that's where I live normally, but I'm lost. I don't know how to get back to George's moat. So I traveled over to the marsh because I'm looking for a lost bracelet.
A lost bracelet?
Yeah, I had an ID bracelet that was given to me by a conservationist, but I lost it, so now they don't know where to find me and return me back to your moat.
You sound a little bit like Wally Gator.
George, please, please help me get back to your moat so that I can guard your magnificent castle.
I don't have a castle, and I don't have a moat.
It's so beautiful with the tapestries and the turrets.
So you're a guard alligator?
Yeah, I patrol George's moat. Oh, please, George, come get me. I can ride in the back of your vehicle.
I don't know if you can right now, but...
Yeah, what's going on? What happened to your truck? I can't find your truck anymore. That's why I'm so confused right now. I can't find your castle with the truck in front of it. Did Tony Romo steal it again, George?
I don't have a castle to begin with, and I've never met you
being an alligator in DFW.
Yeah, do you have any friends around here?
No,
other alligators?
No, I don't have any friends around here. There's not enough alligators over here.
Oh.
But you know the thing that sucks most about being an alligator in Dallas-Fort Worth, don't you?
What's that?
Because Jerry owns the team here. Come on, do I have to state the obvious? I mean, he's a Cowboy fan.
You're a Cowboy fan?
Yeah. Why doesn't Jerry hire a GM so he can focus on his business interests?
Yeah, you know, we've kind of thought the same thing over the years.
George, why are you giving me a Mariah Carey treatment? You claim you don't even know me.
Well, I don't.
I've been a loyal employee of Dunham Industries for 14 years.
No such company.
George alternately is very kind and very cruel.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, he's kind sometimes when he throws me an old chicken carcass. And there for a while, he used to throw a live beagle at me every day, but I never ate that. What was the story there?
Well,
what happened to the beagle, George?
Well, she's no longer with us, but I didn't
feed
her to alligators.
Oh, your dream came true, huh?
No.
Yeah, but then sometimes when he wasn't throwing food my way, you know what he would do, Junior?
What?
He would take target practice on me.
That's terrible.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, using his pearl handle pistols.
George.
That he used to patrol his grounds with. And then he would sometimes hit me with his archery bow.
George, this is awful.
He would hit me with arrows that would hurt my alligator body. Why are you so mean, George?
I'm not mean. I would never do that to
you
an animal.
You gotta get me out of this marsh that I'm in. I'm really worried. These neighbors are looking so anxious.
Yeah.
I guess I've never seen an alligator on a cell phone before.
It's a weird sight, I bet.
They're looking at me like they want to make a handbag out of me, George.
No. Why don't you just swim over to Lake Louisville? I think they'd be safe there.
Because I can't. I'm wearing alligator cowboy boots right now. It's hard to swim.
You're a little whiny for an alligator.
I know.
You're so whiny. Bet that doesn't go over well in the alligator community.
Yeah, George, I need to get back to your place because you know why I patrol George's area, don't you, Junior?
No, why?
Because George lives in a gator community.
Okay.
Shout out to the ticket subreddit for that one.
All right.
Want to know what I think Biden should do with those kids at the border?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, we're out of time.
I'll let y'all go. Okay.
There goes Alfred. It's 8:45 on the ticket.
Weird hang up of a cell phone. Okay.
That was weird. All right. When music stars get together, is it always greatness? Next.